بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who do any obscene act, immoral act, and they oppress themselves by sinning, then immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A good mu'min, a believer, he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moment he falters, he blunders, he has the istihdar of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, Allah watching him. And therefore, he remembers Allah and they make istighfar for their sins. Because they know it is only Allah who can wipe out their sins. Now if you look at our lives, the entire day goes by, the night goes past, days go by, and we still commit sins, and we commit many sins. Every one of us, we commit sins. May Allah protect us. May Allah forgive us. Allah Ta'ala has kept tawbah and istighfar to cleanse and purify us. So we commit sins, and for that, we have to make tawbah, sincere tawbah, with the different conditions of tawbah, so that the tawbah is accepted, and we have mentioned this many, many times. And of course we make istighfar. We say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And even for the ibadat that we are performing, we are doing, and the different good deeds that we do, there is much deficiency found in it. We don't have that type of sincerity, that khushu and khudu, that humility. So there are many deficiencies found even in our ibadat. And therefore, when we make istighfar, then these deficiencies are then forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala overlooks these deficiencies. So one is that we commit sins and we make istighfar. The other is we have to make istighfar because there are shortcomings and failings and weaknesses in our ibadat also. We don't make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala kama haqqahu, how it should be made. Imagine, in salah also, we are reading salat, we are performing salah, that is an excellent act of worship. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that after the tashahud, before salam, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kabira aw kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, faghfir li maghfiratan min indik, warhamni innaka anta al-ghafur rahim. And oh Allah, I have committed great injustice and zulm upon myself by sinning. Zulman kabira, a big one, a big zulm. Oh kathira, oh many. In other words, I committed many sins. And there is nobody who can forgive but you. So Allah, we beg you, we ask you to pardon us our sins because you are the one who is most forgiving, most merciful. Now this is at the end of salat. So any deficiencies found in that salat, shortcomings, we didn't have that concentration, that khushu, khudu, our mind wandered here and there. Our arkan, we didn't perform it how it should have been performed. Of course, we're not going to masail of salat. But that devotion, concentration was not found. So therefore we make istighfar before we make salam. After salam also, masnoon, it is sunnah, Rasulullah would say, after the salam, astaghfirullah, 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 3 times. So even then we make an istighfar. So we make istighfar for our sins, and even for any deficiencies found in our ibadat, in our amal, in our good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ma'asum, committed no sins. All the sins of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, any mistakes, any errors, or anything they did khilafi awla, which was not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they had a choice and then they chose something, but Allah Ta'ala wanted something else or even better. Whatever it was, Allah Ta'ala had overlooked their shortcomings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam ma'soom, sinless. They committed no sins. Despite that, Rasulullah s.a.w. in one gathering, in one narration, 70 times astaghfirullah, another time, another gathering, another narration, 100 times he made istighfar. So teach you and I, the ummah, who are committing sins, so many, daily, how important it is for us to make istighfar and to ask Allah ta'ala to pardon us. Rasulullah s.a.w. say, Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, faghfir li wa tub alayya. Oh Allah, forgive me. Turn your attention to me. Ya Allah, you forgive me. So this is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and also istighfar. In the hadith it is mentioned, Tuba liman wajida fi suhifati istighfaran kathiran. A person who makes abundant istighfar in this world. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Sincerity, devotion, having the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, he will find, tuba, glad tidings for such a person. Glad tidings for such a person. Mubarak Baad, congratulations to such a person. For who will find on the day of Qiyamah in his Nama Ya'mal, in his book of deeds, abundant istighfar. You make abundant istighfar, it will be of benefit to you on the day of Qiyamah. Even in the dunya, we have humum and ghumum, we have worries and sorrows and grief, and life become difficult at times. Make abundant istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, man lazim al istighfar. Whoever adheres and clings onto istighfar. In other words, he makes istighfar bakathrat, in abundance. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It is on his tongue. Then جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. From every constriction, from every tightness, Allah Ta'ala makes for him an opening, an exit. He landed himself into some serious problems. He made abundant istighfar. Allah removes him from that problems. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. He had sorrow, grief, whatever it was, some problem, some worry. He became dispirited, whatever it may have been. The moment he makes istighfar in abundance, Allah Ta'ala makes for him happiness and surur for him. And وَرَزَقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah provides for him rosy from unseen sources. This is the benefit of istighfar. You make istighfar and Allah will give you, Allah will provide for you from unseen sources. Such places that you didn't even imagine you'll get some provision from there, some income from there, some wealth from there. And therefore in Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his people, let make istighfar, bring iman, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent over your sins. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And you do this, you make istighfar, يُرُسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا. Allah will send down abundant rain upon you, plentiful of rain, torrential rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. And Allah will grant you many children. Allah will give you abundant wealth. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ. You'll get wealth. وَبَنِينَ. And you'll get children also. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارَ. Allah Ta'ala will give you gardens and rivers. In other words, you'll get abundant provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll gain prosperity. You make istighfar. There is so much of benefit. In the dunya there's benefit. In the akhirah there's benefit. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself made istighfar. Sahaba made istighfar. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala had mentioned that he had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person who has a sharp tongue, sometimes becomes angry and he says some things. The ilaj for that, the remedy for that, Rasulullah said, make istighfar. You make istighfar, it will help you to control your tongue also. In one narration, it appears that when a person commits a sin, the angels wait. They wait to see if this person is going to make istighfar or not. If he makes istighfar, then they do not record that sin and this person will not be punished then. But if he does not make istighfar, then it is recorded and of course, then he has to account for that sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so much of benefit in istighfar and we should be making istighfar. Hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned. Whoever says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And then, his sins will be forgiven, his minor sins will be forgiven, even if it is so much equivalent to the foams of the sea. So much of sins a person committed, but those minor sins are all forgiven just by saying, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Then we have Sayyidul Istighfar, we spoke about previously, the master of Istighfar, the leader of Istighfar, the head of Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika 'alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. This is a very, very powerful istighfar. Sayyidul istighfar. Inshallah, we should try and learn it. We spoke about it previously. And in this, a person, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you created me. Oh Allah, I am on your, that covenant, that pledge, I promised that I will obey you, I will believe in you, and I will always make your ita'at. Oh Allah, ta'ala, I'm still on that pledge. Oh Allah, I acknowledge all the bounties you've bestowed upon me, and I confess my wrongs and my evils. I confess, and this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. We must confess and say, oh Allah, I surrender before you. I committed those sins. And oh Allah, I ask you to forgive me. I am your servant. So this is a plea a person is making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we start making istighfar in abundance from now in the month of Ramadan. We'll find the benefit of it. Allah Ta'ala will protect us from not only minor sins, but major sins also. But we must be sincere in our istighfar, genuine, not looking at haram. You got tasbih in one hand and then you casting a lustful glance and you saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So, our istighfar also has to be done correctly, properly, with a genuine feeling. And we must feel remorse over the sin and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, it's like Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, Istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin kathirin. The manner in which we make istighfar, we have to make istighfar for that istighfar. The manner in which we make istighfar, an incorrect manner. Like it is just a joke, with no seriousness. We're just saying astaghfirullah, but we're laughing and we're joking. That istighfar that we made requires us to make another istighfar on top of that istighfar. Therefore, respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, make abundant istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We make istighfar also when we make dua. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive our parents. Forgive our elders, our mashayikh, our satiza, the apas who taught us, our students, our friends. Make istighfar for those who are alive and even the dead. Imagine istighfar you even make for those who have passed away. Oh Allah, make maghfirat of all the marhumin. That's istighfar on their behalf. In fact, a child or a person whose parents has passed on, then from amongst the rights that the parents still has over him, or in a way he can still be dutiful to his parents, amongst the things that have been mentioned in hadith, that a person should make istighfar on their behalf. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. If a person does this, then he'll be regarded as a dutiful child to those parents. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and give all of us tawfiq to make abundant istighfar. We make a blunder, make sincere tawbah, make istighfar for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar also in the hadith we mentioned that it is also, it becomes the polish of the heart. Like how dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. Istighfar scrubs and washes away all the sin that accumulates on the heart. Recite the Ruh Sharifah. Again, ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azamah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kibriya, the greatness, the supremacy, the grandeur of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's the master of the entire world. In fact, He is the master, He is the Rabb of alameen, all the worlds, all the realms. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does as He wishes, He pleases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not answerable to any person. We are the banda, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is giving us the chance to take His Mubarak name, which is so beautiful, so soothing. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It brings the serenity, the tranquility on our heart to take the name Allah. It is so sweet, so beautiful.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا الله مالي غناكم مع فرما مالي خطاكم مع فرما يا الله هم كمزورهم ضعيف يا الله هم غنهگار يا الله هم سیاکار يا الله يا الله تو مالك تو كريم تو رؤوف تو رحمان تو كريم يا الله يا الله معاف معافی چاہتے ہیں يا الله اللہ تو معاف فرما يا الله تو معاف فرما يا الله تو معاف فرما يا الله give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat cleanse and purify our hearts may Allah اللہ ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلنا مزکہ بنا اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقواها وزکیها انت خیر من زکاها انت ولیها ومولاها اے مالک کریم يا الله help us give us the himmat to refrain from all major and minor sins may Allah don't make us do anything that will displease you may Allah Allah give us a strong iman strengthen our iman make us live with iman make us die with iman raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman give us a iman which is kamil and perfect may Allah Ya Allah give us a himmat and tawfiq Ya Allah of doing good deeds may Allah and refraining from all bad deeds may Allah Allah you accept it may Allah Ya Allah give us a beautiful Ramadan may Allah help us to keep our rozas correctly may Allah and properly may Allah help us to make tilawat of the Quran Majeed Ya Allah many many tilawat Ya Allah with ikhlas and maqbooliyat may Allah help us for tarawih salah may Allah don't make us become lazy may Allah give us a tawfiq and sihat Ya Allah give us good health may Allah Ya Allah make it be easy for us may Allah Ya Allah to have different programs may Allah solely for your pleasure Ya Allah and we can become beneficial for mankind may Allah and we can become guides may Allah and true leaders may Allah اے مالک کریم give us توفیق of sitting for اعتکاف my Allah اے مالک کریم ya Allah make your special mercies descend in the month of Ramadan my Allah make all your masajid be abad my Allah don't make us have any difficulties whatsoever my Allah don't make there be any restrictions placed upon us in any way my Allah اے مالک کریم making shukr to you ya Allah Allah you remove such difficulties from us my Allah Allah you have said لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ if we make shukr to you will increase us in the ni'mat May Allah, Ya Allah, you will not take away the ni'mat from us, May Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, you give us tawfiq of reading our salat with jamaat in your masjid, May Allah. Of having your dhikr, Ya Allah, in your masjid, May Allah. Ya Allah, give us more and more tawfiq, May Allah.
Protect us from all fitan and fasad, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, may Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kuthur water. From Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands, may Allah. Allah, make us end the Jannat without any hisab, kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, may Allah. Grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim, may Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, may Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands, we are turning to you. We are only begging from you, may Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, may Allah, answer our du'as, may Allah. Answer our du'as, may Allah. Ajib da'watana. Ajib da'watana. Ajib da'watana. Answer our du'as, may Allah. Remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs and remove all our mashakil, our masayib. Remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Give us that itminan of the heart, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sukoon, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sukoon and peace of mind and tranquility of the heart, may Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer the jaiz murad also, may Allah. Hazirin ghaibin sabki du'a qabool. Farma, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, may Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.